to Astro Booth. I'm here to keep you updated on the latest astrological events, helping you stay attuned and make the best decisions and plans for the following week. This week, we are diving deep into the last week of September. The eclipse corridor is fully activated, and we've got a lot of powerful energy to navigate. From the start of Libra season to the ongoing eclipse corridor, there is a lot to unpack. So grab your tea, settle in, and let's find out how the planetary shifts will impact your relationships, career, and emotional well-being, and how to maintain balance during this transformative time. We are in the final week of September, and guess what? The eclipse corridor is still in full swing. If you've been paying attention to your life lately, you'll notice patterns, events, and situations that may repeat themselves, almost as if the universe is showing us something we haven't fully understood yet. Pay attention to what keeps coming up, whether it's in your relationships, career, or health. The universe is trying to tell you something important, giving you clues about what needs to be addressed, healed, or released. Today, the Sun moves into Libra, shifting our focus to balance and stability. This is your cue to reflect on where balance is lacking in your life. Is it in your work-life routine? In your relationships? Maybe it's your self-care? To understand this better, I suggest doing a quick scan. Think about your relationships, work, health, and home life. Pay close attention to your body's reactions as you think about these areas. If something feels off or giving you a feeling of tension, blockage, or frustration, that's where you're being called to bring balance and harmony. Take 10 minutes after listening to this podcast, close your eyes, sit quietly, and allow yourself to do this practice and reflect on where that imbalance lies for you. You might be surprised by what comes up. Not only has the Sun shifted into Libra, but Venus has also entered Scorpio. This energy will stay with us until October 17. This combination, Sun in Libra and Venus in Scorpio, places the spotlight on your relationships. Whether it's romantic, professional, or friendships, all connections are about to undergo a serious test. Venus in Scorpio is all about intensity, especially in relationships. We're going to see some real tests of commitment and mutual responsibility. The thing is, the Sun is also conjunct Lilith and the South Node, and this is where things get tricky as manipulation and hidden agendas may rise to the surface. There is a real risk of letting the wrong people into your life right now. And since we're in the eclipse corridor, those mistakes could have long-term karmic consequences. I talked more about this one in one of my previous episodes, how to avoid karmic ties during an eclipse. So check that out if you need a refresher. And remember, people may not be who they seem, so stay grounded, observant, and critical. Don't let superficial charm or sweet words fool you. Now let's talk about specific dates and the energies attached to them. Until Saturday, we have the Sun in opposition to Neptune. This can be a tricky time for trusting others, so don't take anyone's word as gospel. Actions speak louder than words, and this is especially true under this influence. Expect some disillusionment if you place your trust too quickly. Be skeptical. Believe in actions, not just words. Venus will be in a tense square with Pluto until Thursday, which means relationships could get fiery. Conflicts may arise seemingly out of nowhere. But here's the good news. I'm not just here to warn you about the tense energies. I'm here to help you navigate them. Let's talk about how you can balance out these intense energies and channel them into personal growth. I've come up with a list of activities for you that could compensate the intensity, So choose one or more of these activities that have your heart and introduce it into your life for the next month. And I promise it will make a world of difference. Take up, for instance, a relationship-focused course or training, whether it's about communication or understanding attachment styles. This is a great time to invest in personal growth. Collaborate with someone on a creative project. Now, what could be better than that? Also, maintain an active social life with friends. Surround yourself with positive energy and vibes. Practice meditations, particularly focusing on the Anahata chakra, to open up and let love flow through your life. Dance, whether it's in a class or just dancing around your kitchen to your favorite tracks, it's a great way to shift energy. And most importantly, for the whole month, I'd recommend you to be diplomatic in your approach to everything. This is the key to surviving not only this week, but the whole month ahead. Most importantly, remember to take care of yourself first. When you're full of love and self-acceptance, you'll have more to give to others. This might be a challenging time for relationships, but if you're able to stay grounded, avoid unnecessary risks, and resist conflict, your connections will only grow stronger. This week, we're also riding the energies of a waning moon. It's time to focus on clearing up any unresolved issues. Don't bring unfinished business into the next chapter of your life. The influence of the lunar eclipse from September 18 will linger until October 2nd. So be prepared for the final days of this eclipse energy to feel especially tense. But don't worry, there is cosmic support coming your way. A harmonious aspect between Mars in Cancer and Saturn in Pisces is around the corner. This aspect will help you stay focused, organized, and efficient. It's perfect for taking on tough tasks and tackling legal or bureaucratic matters. If you've been feeling scattered, this aspect will bring the structure you need. From Wednesday, September 25th, to Saturday, September 27th, Mercury will shift into Libra, so expect news, calls, and documents to come your way. It's also a time for meetings and introductions, but be cautious. Not every new acquaintance will have your best interests at heart. Let's break the week down, starting with the moon in Cancer until Thursday. Expect some tension early in the week. People may try to shift their responsibilities onto you, demanding your time and energy. Keep your boundaries strong and try to maintain your independence. This is also a time to be cautious with physical activities. Injuries are more likely now. Be mindful of your body. If something feels off, health-wise, take it seriously. In Cancer, the moon can bring up deep-rooted issues, so pay attention to how you're feeling. By the second half of Wednesday, the energy shifts, offering a great period of rest and self-care. Spend time in nature, enjoy some water-based activities, or just take it easy at home. Important family events may also come up, so be ready to lend a hand. From Thursday to Sunday, the moon moves into Leo, and suddenly everything feels a little brighter. This is the time for socializing, going to events, and putting yourself out there. Don't hesitate to take initiative. You'll be rewarded for your efforts later. However, avoid making major changes to your appearance. Skip the drastic haircut or experimental makeup look for now. Leo energy can make us feel impulsive, but it's better to wait until the energies are softer to make those kinds of decisions. And finally, on Sunday, the moon moves into Virgo. This is where we'll feel the effects of the lunar eclipse most strongly. Take this time to clean up loose ends and prioritize your health. Focus on what truly matters. You might feel low on energy, so don't overextend yourself. As we wrap up this week's episode, please keep in mind that this week brings opportunities for growth, but also challenges that test our boundaries and relationships. Be mindful of the people you let into your life, as the Sun's transit through Libra highlights partnerships, while Venus in Scorpio emphasizes deep emotional connections. Don't be afraid to set boundaries and remember to take care of your mental and physical health. Thank you for tuning in to Astrobooth. Keep your eyes on the cosmic energies and don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel and Apple Podcasts to receive more astrological insights. Until then, stay tuned, stay cosmic, stay inspired. Thank you.